And all of this is to preserve the hiddenness of power in order to keep them safely in the background. It creates a world in its own image so that it appears, so that it isn't seen at all. It actually just disappears into the structure of society, and which we are, they hope, conditioned to accept as just, you know, as inevitability, as just what civilization, quote unquote, or society requires to exist. All of it a lie. It's perfectly clear and obviously true that we all, and the parent initially does the work of the state in conditioning us to subsume our will, that is what our bodies want, to the command of authority, to the state. So long as the parent does this work, the state continues. But never is this said on the left, that ending, this torturing of children called child rearing, is the only way for this system of class to end. It's not just fascism that's distinguished by its underlying hate, but totalitarianism broadly. And saying that, saying, knowing that class is totalitarian, strikes sharply obvious yet another, the original of suppressed speech under class, that names an underlying reality, an obvious truth that's never said, that never must be spoken according to power, only accepted in exactly the same way the biblical text exhorts children to respect the parent, however cruel, however the child feels the underlying motive of hate, but cannot even become confused by it, because the parent must not be questioned. The parent is the deputy of the state. We, as parents, have to be willing to discuss this. The normalized cruelty called child rearing underclass, explains the cruelty with which all those who are made dependent are treated. It could not be more obvious or straightforward. Allow children to be big, powerful, and we end the system. Everything comes back to this, our quiescence in the face of the obvious, in the face of obvious, overwhelming arrogance and cruelty on the part of the state. It's amassing of tremendous resources of control and coercion while we just watch it happen, as if it's not happening to us, but to those others, weak, dependent, and so, based on our training, they must deserve it.